Thank you, Bill. Many thanks. I could see that Vic really enjoyed himself. The master of ceremonies for the rest of the evening will now take over. He is our old friend, Stan Evans. Stan, the director of the National Journalism Center, he is really too well known to require an introduction, though it really is tempting to list his many fine books and numerous other credits. But there is one point. Did you all know that Stan is an honorary doctor of laws at Syracuse University? Stan Evans.
Back from the dead. Thank you very much, Klaus. It is great to be part of this wonderful occasion. I, like many others here, I came up from Washington on the train. I got here late. I left as late as I possibly could because I don't like to be away from big government too long. I find that when I am, I lose all sense of perspective. You have to see those buildings to have the sense of being actively governed. It's not quite the same here. And also, some of you might have, I think we're at CPAC. Not only do we have the federal government there, but we also have our marvelous D.C. government. And, our former mayor, Barry, are you familiar with his background? He felt that the community really needed his leadership again, and so he was going to run for the city council, and then he ran into some trouble with some substances that I think he was actually just drinking a glass of milk, and they misunderstood. But it's too bad he's not going to run, because he was going to run on the platform, give me Librium or give me meth. And one could say much more, but I won't. One of the things that you're accustomed to from Joe Morris and from me is these really fake news stories from Washington. And I'm a little change of pace here. I'm going to share with you a real news story. My determination to do this was sort of triggered by Joe Baldacchino's reference. Joe, as you may recall, is the head of the National Institute for the Humanities, or as we pronounce it in Indiana, Humanities. He made reference to the immigration problem, you recall that, and I got to say, our immigration authorities are taking a lot of heat on this issue, and I think we should give them a little more credit. I have here, and as Gleaves Whitney said today, and Dave Barry frequently says, I am not making this up, this is the official visa application form. You can pull it down yourself off the State Department website. And this is the form that our consulates in places like Riyadh and Jeddah and wherever it might be, anywhere in the world where people want to come to the United States. And you think they're doing nothing to solve our problems, but this is one of the questions that is on this form, if I can read it here. Do you seek to enter the United States to engage in subversive or terrorist activities? But it gets better. Are you a member or representative of a terrorist organization? And then it goes off in some other directions. For example, Did you ever participate in persecutions directed by the Nazi government of Germany? And or have you ever participated in genocide? Now, those are the questions that a visa applicant is asked to answer honestly. And then, but here's the best part. It says down below, after all these questions, a yes answer a yes answer does not automatically does not automatically signify ineligibility. If I'm lying, I'm dying. This is true. But if you have answered yes to any of the above, or if you have any questions, a personal appearance at this office is recommended. Hello! So that is the official visa application form. These people are not asleep at the switch, so so much for that. And if anybody wants a copy of this, you're welcome to it. You might have some friends that would like to, you know, particularly those people that were involved in genocide or whatever. So much for that. This has been a wonderful meeting of the Society, much learned and thought-provoking discourse, and I'd like to comment on many things, but when I was listening to Terry teach out today on the music question, and Klaus asked me to mention this, that obviously Terry couldn't say everything, but a further example of what he was talking about is the resurgence of interest in the music of ABBA. And you may... very fine Swedish group, you should be very proud of that, Klaus. There is a new musical out called Mamma Mia, and that goes all the way back to 1977. So you can see many other things might be said about that. Now, this Bill Campbell video certainly sets a tone here for a little change of pace in this meeting, because it has been a meeting dedicated to renewal and looking toward the future. This dinner is the sort of retrospective or geriatric portion. And that the sort of somber note of the necrology and the people who have passed to their reward suggests that there are, you know, things that one might want to reflect on there. And I'm reminded of a story that there are indeed, in this life, rewards and penalties of longevity. And the story is told of a couple who were in their mid to late 80s who went into a marriage counselor and said, we've been married for well over 60 years, and it's not working out. And so... we feel we should separate and perhaps even get divorced. And the counselor said, you've been married for over 60 years. You're in your mid to late 80s. Why now? And the man said, we wanted to wait until all the children were dead. We don't want to do that. We don't want to wait that long. And in fact, this event has been postponed. It was scheduled for the New Orleans regional meeting, except nobody who was supposed to be on the panel showed up. And our honoree didn't show up. So Bill Campbell said, would you make your remarks a tribute to John Ryan? Which I did. And I said to Bill, well, I have this tribute for Vic. Can I just cross out Vic's name. No, it's got to. So I did that. Now, I felt at the time that because of the events of September 11th, that the cancellation of that tribute meant the terrorists had won. But we are resilient. Here we are again. They can't lick us. And so we're here now to pay tribute to Vic. And you all may recall the phrase that Hillary Clinton popularized about the vast right-wing conspiracy. And it is. And we are all part of it. And that's the way it is today. But years ago, it was only half vast. And, or less than that. And Vic and I and some others go back to those days. And as noted, he is now, in his golden years, a man of great achievement in many fields. And I want to make my remarks about him right now. I'm going to reserve my comments for the third hour of the program. And by the way, I'm not kidding about this. I'm going to be very strict about that with you speakers. I have this watch. Now, this watch, going to keep time, is broken. The strap is broken, but it still keeps time. So be aware of that. And by the way, I bought this thing 4 years ago at Walmart for $10. It's already falling apart. But its quality is going downhill in this country. We have a panel of Vic Milioni experts to address you. And indeed, and I've used this phraseology before, seldom, if ever, has so much intellectual firepower been focused on one subject since Richard Darman dined alone at OMB. Which Crib says was often. Now, all of our speakers are equally well qualified, and we were discussing the order of presentation this afternoon. We thought maybe alphabetically, but it's so arbitrary. So we decided to do it by descending order of height. just to be, we could have done it by amount of hair, but it almost works out the same way. So, and I'm really the one to talk, right? So well, our first speaker, and again, all of these gentlemen are well known to you, but George is the premier historian in this country, Klaus, of the conservative intellectual movement, who did put this into one volume, but it's a mighty big volume, called The History of the Conservative Intellectual Movement. He also is a biographer of former President Herbert Hoover, and is now working on a book which is weighing the merits of Hoover versus FDR. I have no idea how that's going to turn out. But we'll have to wait and read the book, won't we? So, to deliver our first tribute to Vic, would you please welcome George Nash. George?